Hi, my name is Rong Lu, and I'm Program Manager on the Visual Studio team. In this video, I'm going to show you how Visual Studio Tools for Unity makes VS a great development environment for programming and debugging your Unity apps. Here are the topics we're going to cover today. I'll first introduce to you what Visual Studio Tools for Unity is, and then we're going to get into a demo to see how this works. At the end, I'll share with you a few resources if you're interested to get more information about this tool. Let me give you a quick introduction to the Visual Studio Tools for Unity. From now on, I'm going to refer to it as VSTU for short. Unity is a product from Unity Technologies, and it is one of the most popular game engines these days for building 2D and 3D games and apps. VSTU is a free Microsoft Visual Studio add-on that connects Unity and Visual Studio to provide an integrated development experience for building Unity apps inside Visual Studio. With this add-on, you can leverage everything you already know about Visual Studio's IDE and powerful debugger to keep you productive. In addition, Visual Studio also adds additional productivity features that are designed for Unity developers. Today, we are shipping VSTU 2.0 preview release that will work with Visual Studio 2015. Now let's get into a demo to see how everything works together. In this demo, I will show you how to use VS to edit and debug your Unity apps. Here I have the Unity editor open with the Angry Birds sample project. Once you download the Visual Studio Tools for Unity and install on your machine, you will be able to find that listed as a package. Here it says Visual Studio 2015 Tools. After you import the package into your project, there will be a Visual Studio Tools menu. You can then open the Unity project inside the Visual Studio directly. VSTU is going to do all the underlying work to create necessary project files for you and then open it in Visual Studio. Here you can see that I already have the Unity project open in Visual Studio. You might have noticed one thing is the structure in Visual Studio is slightly different from the project structure in the Unity editor. VSTU provides a special tool window called Unity Project Explorer, and we organize the project files in the same hierarchy as the Unity editor, so it makes it easier for you to map assets back and forth between the two editors. From here, you can add new script files, and you can open existing files and edit them. Here, let me show you a shader file first. This is a .shader file. And here is a .cginc file. One thing you might have noticed already is that these files are opened with correct syntax colorization and the basic IDE features. This is a new feature in Visual Studio 2015, so that the Visual Studio shader editor is now able to recognize Unity shader files, making it easier to read or write Unity shader files inside Visual Studio. Now let's move on to see a script file. This script file is written in C#. Therefore, we are looking at the exact same C# editor in Visual Studio that you might have used it already. Here I have the base class mono behavior, and I have my script class inherit from it. Mono behavior is the base class every script derives from in the Unity engine. There are many methods defined in mono behavior. Here I have already implemented a few. What if I want to add more? First thing I need to do is I need to remember which are the methods that I have not implemented that are defined. VSTU provides a feature called Mono Behavior Wizard, which you can access through the context menu and select Implement Mono Behaviors or Quick Mono Behaviors. What this does is it brings up a dialog, which basically lists all the methods that you can implement in this script file. Here, for example, I want to define how my game object is going to behave when it collides with something. I can select onCollision Enter and hit OK. You'll see that the code snippet is added to my file directly automatically with the signature and everything. Make it a lot easier to add any methods to your file without having to remember the name or the signatures. So I have showed you a few IDE features so far. Last thing I want to cover is the debugging experience. Debugging a Unity app inside Visual Studio is truly as simple as pressing F5. Let's go to the F5 dropdown. Here I can select to attach to Unity, or I can say attach to Unity and play. Let me select that. And here, let me set a breakpoint so we can see how this breakpoint is going to be hit. So basically, this method is called explode. This should be invoked when the spider is about to explode himself, because this is in the spider attack class. Okay, let's move this over on this side, and I'm going to press F5. That is all I need to do to debug Unity apps. What this is doing is VSTU is attaching the Visual Studio debugger to the Unity editor. Because I only have one editor running on my machine, it's going to automatically select that one and attach to it. In addition, it is also going to automatically play the game in Unity for me. So here I've seen that the game is already running. Let me shoot this. Now I just need to find a spider and wait for it to explode. Here's the spider. I'm going to wait here. On the Unity side, you see that the game is paused. That is because we have hit the breakpoint in Visual Studio. Now you're looking at autos window, locals watch window to inspect variables, expressions. You can look at the call stack, and you can step through the code by F10. Or you can let the game to continue to run by pressing F5. See, the spider has just exploded itself on the left side. Once you do that, you can continue to play the game to hit a different breakpoint. Or you can stop debugging from here. This is going to detach the debugger as well as stop the game automatically. So the whole debugging experience is truly as simple as pressing F5. In the demo, I showed you how to use various VSTU features to program and debug Unity apps efficiently inside Visual Studio. Hope you have enjoyed them. Here's a link to the VSTU add-on download page in the Visual Studio gallery. And if you're interested in hearing more updates on VSTU, please follow the Visual Studio team blog. Thank you for watching the video.